Speaking of this weekend, if you're itching to experience the outdoors in Illinois, Starved Rock State Park in LaSalle County is a good place to start. One of the things you can do this weekend is look for owls at night with Steve Bailey. He joins us from Mundelein in Lake County, where he's a biologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey, and he leads these nocturnal quests for owls. Hey, Steve, welcome to the 21st.
Good morning. Thanks a lot.
So you talked to the Chicago Tribune about how you track down owls at night. How does this work? What do you do?
It's actually pretty easy, at least for me. At Starved Rock, the park is actually full of one particular owl called a barred owl. And we really don't have to walk very far, probably less than 50 yards, over to the edge of one of the really neat ravines they have there. And I, over the years, just because I like owls, I've kind of practiced barred owls enough that today I've had people tell me that I sound more like a barred owl than barred owls do. So I just belt one out, and it sometimes it takes a few times. Sometimes they'll answer almost immediately, and I call and they call back, and I can often call them in fairly close where people can even see them. I've called them in right over right above our heads there at Starved Rock, where people can get some really good looks. So
wow. Okay. I've got to ask you, can you tell us, can you belt one out for us now so we can hear what this sounds like?
Sure. I always tell people it sounds like "Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all?" And anybody can do it. It doesn't have to be perfect, and you can probably call your own in. So here's my barred owl call.
How did you figure that? Have you just practiced that over the years?
Yeah, and I've been calling barred owls in for 30 years or more, so I've called them in all over the state. For my job, I travel all over the state doing bird calls, and wherever I'm at, wherever it looks like there's some good barred owl habitat, I'll just call. And one thing about barred owls,
and you can do this during the day, too, not just at night, and the owls
speak. Right, because barred owls, unlike most owls, will actually call during the day almost as much as they will at night. So they make a good bird or a good owl, especially to just call in the day if you happen to be in their type of habitat.
So what are they saying? What is this call? Do you know what you're saying when you're calling them?
Yeah, well, for the most part, it's sort of to call out to other males in the territory that this is their territory and don't get any closer. And a lot of times in really good areas with a lot of good habitat, you can actually hear different barred owls calling from different directions kind of way off. And they're just, proclaiming that this is my territory, don't come any closer, and that kind of thing.
So does that attract female owls?
Well, if I call long enough, I don't know if it's a thing where the female decides that she needs to help the male out a little bit. The female will actually fly in and join the male. And actually, when they do that, I've learned that they have a particular call that they do when they join up at whether it be at night or in the daytime. And it's different from the "Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all?"
Oh, okay. Now you got to do it. What does that one sound
like? Well, it's a little crazier. I call it the crazed monkey call. And when they come together, they go.
That does sound like monkeys. But those are owls, really?
Yes, and I always hope that the group will actually get to hear that because a lot of them have never heard or seen an owl at all, let alone to hear that particular call. And it's such a crazy call that it's always fun when they start doing that. And they've often done it at my owl prowls there at Starved Rock.
So, Steve, I have to say, we learn so much about owls as kids, or we see them, or we read about them, or we see them in movies. And I think, but we don't really, I wanted to ask you sort of what's one thing people don't quite understand about owls unless you get to see them up close like you do after you call them?
That they are actually, relatively shy birds. They actually don't want to be found or seen, and they do their best, especially during the daytime, to actually hide from people. There are some owls that you can actually approach very closely in the daytime, within just a couple of feet, and you could be standing right next to them, and they will not fly because they depend so much on the camouflage of either the color of their feathers or maybe the shape of some of their feathers that makes them look like a broken-off limb. But they would just as soon not have to move in the daytime. So they're you know, everybody thinks of owl or hawks, the daytime equivalent of an owl, as these fierce predators that, you know, just go about, you know, being scary and trying to kill things. And it's actually not so much like that, especially for owls.
Yeah. So thanks to Steve Bailey for that. You can find out more about that this weekend. We'll tweet out details for that. Steve, thanks for being with me.
Sure thing.